How many more warnings do we need? That's the question being posed by the United Nations as it declares the planet's on track to warm by a disastrous 2.7 degrees. While that's based on 2030 emissions reduction pledges, the UN says the 2050 targets being promised for the upcoming talks in Glasgow still won't be enough. Europe correspondent Nick Doll reports.
The Queen may not make climate policy, but she hoped to lend her weight to the COP26 summit. She was recently overheard saying she was irritated by people who talked about climate change but didn't do anything about it. But overnight, the palace announced she's pulling out on the advice of doctors who've told her to rest. She recently spent a night in hospital, and while she's still performing official duties in Windsor, she's sending a video message to delegates instead. The world leaders who are attending have a big task ahead of them.
Less than 1 week before COP26 in Glasgow, we are still on track for climate catastrophe.
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who was presenting the UN Environment Programme's Emissions Gap Report. He says based on 2030 targets that have been declared, disastrous global warming will occur.
With the present nationally determined contributions and other firm commitments of countries around the world, we are indeed on track for a catastrophic global temperature rise of around 2.7 degrees Celsius.
Australia hasn't lifted its 2030 target of a 26 to 28% reduction on 2005 levels, although the government is projecting a reduction of up to 35%. Climate scientists say a 45% reduction is needed to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. The executive director of the UN Environment Programme, Inga Anderson, says time is running out.
As the report demonstrates, the world would need seven times more ambition to keep us on the 1.5 degree track. And this is a yawning gap that we must close in 8 years.
The UN says promises from countries like Australia to reach net zero by 2050 will make a difference, but they won't be enough. It estimates the net zero pledges so far will shave off just 0.5 of 1 degree, meaning the world will still face things like severe floods, fires, food scarcity, and habitat breakdowns. Antonio Guterres says there's been a severe lack of leadership.
And they need to come to Glasgow with bold, time-bound, front-loaded plans to reach net zero. This report is so another thundering wake-up call. How many more do we need?
It's a question that will be ringing in the ears of delegates as they prepare to make their pledges. This is Nick Doll in London reporting for AM.